fiat. How the divine will forms the paralysis to all evils, while the human will paralyzes what is good. How to love is to possess. How God is formed in the creature, and the creature in God. Concerns about the writings. I am always in the sea of the divine volition, which seems to want to put me on guard and warn me not to let the poor and restless human will enter into me. I was left all concerned, and my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My blessed daughter, courage, do not fear. The virtue and the power of my divine will are such that as one enters in order to live in it, all evils remain paralyzed. Paralyzed the passions, the evil steps, the bad works. The human will undergoes such a defeat as to feel itself dying, but without dying. However, it comprehends to its greatest contentment that while it feels all evil being paralyzed, it also feels the life of good rise again. The light that is never extinguished, the strength that never falls short, the love that always loves, and the heroism of sacrifice, the invincible patience, arise within her. I can say that my will puts an end to the evils of the creature, because from my will alone does every good receive origin and life. Now, while my fiat has the power to paralyze evils, the human will paralyzes every good when it dominates alone in the creature. Poor good, trapped under the paralysis of the human will. It wants to walk, but can barely drag itself. It wants to operate, but feels its arms sagging. It wants to think good thoughts, but feels dazed and as though confused. The human will, without my will, is the beginning of all evils and the total ruin of the poor creature. Then, afterwards, my beloved Jesus added in such a moving tone, "My daughter, one who wants to possess me must love me. To love and to possess is all the same. As you love me, so do I remain formed in your soul. And as you return to love me, so do I grow. In fact, only love makes me grow. And as you repeat your love, so do I reveal myself in order to be loved more. Hence, as you love me, so do I let you feel how much I love you. Now, as you love me, I love you and possess you. And as we mutually love each other, you remain formed in me. You keep growing. I nourish you with my love. I form you in the life of my will. I inundate you with my seas of love to make you feel how much I love you. With how much tenderness I nurture you inside my heart. How jealously I keep you, so that you may love me more and use with me the same tenderness I use with you by keeping me sheltered. And with my same jealousy of love, such that the creature is all eyes, all attentiveness, to give me her life in each instant, to love me, and to make me happy and content inside her soul, just as I make her happy and content inside my heart. Love wants reciprocity. and if it loves, but is not loved back, it feels unhappy and embittered, for it should be loved, but is not. Therefore, love me always. And if you really want to love me in my will, in which you will find the love that never ceases, and you will form for me chains of love, but so long as to imprison me, in such a way that I won't be able to ever free myself from your love. After this, I was thinking of my great sacrifice of writing, my reluctance, the struggles I've been through to put the pen on paper, such that only the thought of displeasing my dear Jesus made me do the sacrifice of obeying the one who was imposing this on me. Yet I was saying to myself, who knows where, or where will they end up? Into what hands? Who knows how many quibbles, how many oppositions they will raise, how many doubts? And I felt restless. My mind was gloomed by such apprehension that I felt I was dying. And my sweet Jesus came back to calm me down and told me, my daughter, do not trouble yourself. These writings are mine, not yours. And in whichever hands they may go, no one will be able to touch them in order to spoil them. I will know how to take care of them and defend them because they belong to me. And whoever will take them with goodwill and upright intention will find a chain of light and love with which I love the creatures. I can call these writings the outpouring of my love, follies, delirium, and excesses of my love, with which I want to conquer the creature, that she may come back into my arms, to make her feel how much I love her, and to let her know how much I love her even more. I want to reach the excess of giving her the great gift of my will as life. Because only with my will man be safe and feel the flames of my love and my restlessness of how much I love him. So, whoever will read these writings with the intention of finding the truth will feel my flames, will feel transformed into love, and will love me more. But whoever will read them to split hairs and raise doubts will remain blinded, his intellect confounded by my light and my love. My daughter, all that is good, my truths, produce two opposite effects. For those who are disposed, it is light to form the eyes of their intelligence, and it is life to give the life of sanctity that my truths contain. For those who are not disposed, it is blindness which deprives them of the good contained in my truths. Then he added, my daughter, pluck up courage, and don't be troubled. All that your Jesus has done was necessary to my love and to the importance of what I was to manifest to you about my divine will. I can say it was to serve my very life and to let me accomplish the work of creation. Therefore, at the beginning of this state of yours, it was necessary for me to use many stratagems of love. I use such intimacy with you, such that it seems incredible how I reached that extent. I also made you suffer much, to see whether you would submit to everything. Then I would drown you with my graces, with my love, and again, I would give you more pains to be sure you would deny me nothing. All this in order to conquer your will. Oh, had I not shown you how much I love you, had I not given you so many graces, do you think you would have easily submitted yourself to this state of suffering and for so long? It was my love, my truths that have kept you and still keep you, as though magnetized to he who loves you so much. However, everything I did at the beginning of this state of yours was necessary, for it was to serve as foundation, as decency, decorum, preparation, sanctity, and disposition for the great truths I was going to manifest to you about my divine will. Therefore, I myself will have more interest in the writings than you do, because they are mine, and one truth alone about my fiat cost me so much as to surpass the value of the entire creation. In fact, the creation is my work, while my truth is life of mine, and life which I want to give to creatures. You yourself can comprehend this from all you have suffered and from the graces I have given you in order to manifest to you my truths on my holy will. Therefore, calm yourself and let us love each other, my daughter. Let us not interrupt our love, because it costs much to both of us. To you, in keeping your life sacrificed at my disposal. To me, in sacrificing myself for you. But in spite of all the speaking of Jesus, I still did not feel completely calm. In the act of his speaking, peace came back to me. But then, thinking over what happened to me during these days, which is not necessary to say here, I started to feel troubled again. So, for about 2 days, my sweet Jesus remained silent. And because of this, I felt completely exhausted and extremely weak. Then, my beloved Jesus, having compassion for me, all goodness, told me, "Poor daughter of mine, you have not eaten. This is why you feel exhausted. You haven't taken any food for 2 days, because you were not at peace. So I could not give you the food of my truths. In fact, while nourishing the soul, my truths communicate also strength to the body. But by being so troubled, you would not have understood me, nor would you have been disposed to take in such a delicate food. In fact, you must know that peace is the door through which the truths enter, as well as the first kiss and the invitation given by the creatures in order to listen to them and let them speak. Therefore, if you want me to give you much food, return to your state of peace. Moreover, during these days in which you have been so troubled, all heaven, the angels, and the saints were as though trembling over you, because they felt an unhealthy air coming out of you, which did not belong to them. This is why they all prayed that perfect peace would come back to you. Peace is the smile of heaven, the fount from which celestial joys gush forth. And besides, your Jesus is never troubled. No matter how many offenses they may give me, I can say, my throne is peace. So I want you totally peaceful. My daughter, we must adapt and look alike also in our manner. Peaceful I, peaceful you. Otherwise, the kingdom of my will cannot be established in you, because it is a kingdom of peace.